Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the B2B Pipeline Pioneer Show with your favorite guest host. It's me, Ariana Shannon, Brand Marketing Director here at Sales Intel. And I'm so glad to be a part of the show because it is dedicated to help teams build winning pipelines, because building pipeline is a team sport. We can't leave it up to the BDRs. We can't leave it up to marketing. We can't leave it up to product. It's everyone working together to reach a common goal. So with us to talk a little bit more about how to generate pipelines is Remy, Director of Sales at Unifor. Remy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ariana. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me and hosting me. I'm looking forward to the conversation here.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to hear hot takes and experiences from all of our guests. So let's go ahead and kick this off. Give us a 60-second intro of how your role contributes to building and or maintaining pipeline at Unifor.
Sure. You said it all. I'm with Unifor, Director of Sales here. So for those who don't know us, very briefly, we are a conversational AI provider. So global AI native company, which means we've been working on AI technologies for 16 years before AI was actually a mainstream thing, which means that we've built our own AI technologies. So generative AI that everybody's talking about today and most people are using on their day-to-day, but also emotion AI, knowledge AI, different pieces of technologies like computer vision, eye tracking. And we have business applications both on the B2C side, mostly in contact centers and call centers, and also on the B2B side, so sales and revenue teams. So in this role, I oversee the Northeast territory for the main product we have for conversational intelligence for sales and revenue teams. And I work closely and manage a small team of inside sales representatives. So to answer your question, building pipeline is really part of our day-to-day, whether it is sales-led, right? So picking up the phone every day, dialing, crafting personalized messaging, sending out videos, building up presence on LinkedIn. It can also be event-led for me and the team. So attending conferences, trade shows, being there at the booth, or brand-led, sometimes like we speak on stage at those conferences. We're going to be sponsoring maybe executive dinners or sports events, or just what we're doing right now, right? Like recording a podcast here.
Gotcha. So what I heard there, Remy, was in the trenches. That's yes. Where you're building the pipeline.
Yes, every day. I've never stopped prospecting personally. I've never stopped cold calling. I think it's part of keeping the muscle and part of, being a sales, like no matter if you're managing or not, I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. So then let's reflect a little bit. Now we're talking about how you build pipeline when everything's great and running well. But last year was a lot of a challenge for many organizations and perhaps for yours as well. What was the biggest challenge that you encountered in 2023 and what did you learn from it?
Yeah, one big thing for us was definitely, so I don't know if it was a challenge, but that's definitely something that got a lot of our attention. So the problem for us was not necessarily in terms of volume of pipeline, volume of opportunities entering the pipeline. It was more like how far along the pipeline these opportunities are going, right? And so fairly quickly, we identified and saw that maybe there was a lack of real targeting and intent on our side. And by intent, what I mean is, on our side, when we reach out to these companies, what is our intent? What is our purpose, right? So we need to come up with a point of view, with a proposed vision for a partnership, especially in our space in AI, we really need to understand where they're at in their AI journey and show them where we can take them and what would be the business applications for this, the use cases for this, because again, we own different types of AI technologies and products, and what's the ROI for them down the line? What is the business impact for their organization and the value we can bring? And then to this, we can align multiple type of sales play, right? Whether it is expansion of AI usage or of AI use cases and applications, or maybe a first-time implementation of AI, It can also be about like cross-sell, upsell in an existing account or rip and replace of a different solution. So for us, it was really about getting an understanding of all this to understand why we're reaching out to specific accounts and then really aligning the right resources and strategies to it to prospect really adequately within these accounts.
Yeah, so really locking in your messaging and what is the value that you're providing to those organizations and individuals that are in your pipeline, ultimately driven by the desire to maybe expedite that sales cycle a little bit. Is that a good summary there for you, Remy?
Yes, coming in with an angle, with really like a purpose and a proposed outcome of a partnership and painting a vision to the customer.
Gotcha. So then now let's look forward. We took a moment, we looked back. We know what you're working on right now because you told us a little bit, but now let's look forward. What is it that you all are attempting or testing to do to build pipeline in 2024?
For us, it's 2024 is really gonna be the year of intents. I'm gonna go back to that word, but then I'm gonna go a little further than I did before. I like to say intent is everything. And by intent, I mean two different things. So one, I touched on right in the previous question, which is intent from our side, right? Why do we work? Do we want to work with that account and in what capacity? So we're really moving towards more of an ABM, ABX approach with our accounts that we're targeting. And to help the sales teams, there's a lot of tools out there now, especially AI tools, right? The ChatGPTs, Geminis of the world, Perplexity, 10K analyzers that really can help them understand the gaps, the challenges that we can help bridge for our customers. And then the second side of intent, when I say intent is everything, is also intent on the prospect customer side, right? So talking about intent data, the signals. And so in 2023, because we really want to catch customers, and everybody knows it's key, right? We want to catch them at the right time. So in 2023, we've been experimenting a lot with intent data to really understand what are the right companies. So more at the company level intent data. In 2024, we want to do more and more on the individual level intent data. So who within these organizations is actually showing buying signals and buying intents. And now we want to try to see if we can go even further than this, because if you think about it, even when you do everything properly, when you reach out to the right accounts with the right intent, the right angle, the right point of view for the accounts, to the right people within these accounts, you develop these opportunities, but your sales team can still face the number one competitor for everybody out there today. No decision, right? Indecision, it's the worst. It's the number one reason for close loss. There are two types of indecision, by the way. It's people actually not deciding for the pressure and the stress of making a decision. And some of the people, they actually choose the status quo. They're more comfortable with the status quo after having spent time with vendors. But all of that to say that we try to go even further by trying to see if intent data can help us actually target companies and departments within these companies and specific people within these departments who have made actual purchase decisions in the last 12 months, let's say, meaning who have made a change, who have made the decision for change and implemented new tools. So that's really where we're trying to get extremely specific and be sure in our approach that we're reaching out to the right people, the right accounts.
Gotcha. Good. Well, it sounds like you've been able to implement a layer of intent data to get to this level of success. And now you're wanting to take it a level deeper. So that also shows a great level of maturity within the sales organization, which is fantastic to have. Now I think it's time for us to transition a little bit. We're going to play everyone's favorite game, the 100 pennies exercise. Are you ready, Remy?
I am. Yep.
All right. Let me get my screen up here. All right, Remy. So now on the screen, you should be able to see all of the buckets that we have listed that could be different parts of your go-to-market motion. You've got product-led growth, community, founder, customer event, and other. We always like to leave another category for people. Mm-hmm. And this exercise, you have 100 pennies that you can spend in 10-cent increments. So now, Remy, I have to ask you the all-important question. Where are you spending your pennies?
Yeah. It's a great game. So, I mean, you have to make choices, right? Because they all look fairly important. But if I want to really try to give a color to the strategy here, I would say I'm going to put one on marketing One penny on marketing, so mostly thinking about paid. I would put three on community. I think it's definitely something extremely important now, especially in 2024. It's the year of the community. I think like focusing on your community and the growth coming from it's going to be key. I would do the same on partnerships. I strongly believe in partnership-led growth. And yeah, I would put three pennies on that too.
Three left.
Three left. Yes, I'm trying to. I would say two on customers. And I'm between brand and event. I'm going to put one on event. And by event, what I mean is not necessarily the trade shows and conferences, even though these can be great. I'm more thinking about the micro type of events, like, you know, executive dinners or sponsoring a sports event, like really moments when you get to learn people around you in the room, have real conversations with them, build relationships, because that then goes back to also a bit of customer-led growth, like those warm referrals you can get from that. So yeah, I kind of like it. I think that's good.
Awesome. So just to recap, you've got 30 in community, 30 in partnerships, 20 in customer, and then 10 in marketing and event. Break that down a little bit more for me. It looks like you're quite bullish on the community and partner. How does that come to fruition for you as a director of sales, really leaning into community and partnerships?
Yeah, especially for me, it's going to be mostly on partnerships. Community would maybe fall down more on marketing, but partnership is really somewhere where, like, we have some partnership, you know, directors over here, and so building relationship with our partners is key to stay top of mind with them. I'm thinking about BPOs, especially like just, you know, people who can bring us within business they work with, and or referral partners even. So that's really something where we see a lot of opportunities coming from, and these are just the warm types. It's the same as customer wants coming from warm referrals from customers. Like when they come to your pipeline warm because they've been referred, whether it's by a partner, by someone in the community, by a customer, it makes a ton of a difference. So that's why I put such a big emphasis on that.
Ah, gotcha. You had the key phrase in there, Remy, which was, I'm investing in warm leads.
Yeah. You can say that. Definitely something that I we know makes a huge difference. If you look at conversion rates, they are going to be much higher there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, now that's like this a level deeper, let's see how your bets are going to line up against our community. So in the blue, Remy, you see the industry benchmark. During our survey, this is what the responses that we got back. No surprise, there was a huge, huge bet made into sales. But now let's see where your bets line up against the community. So you are in orange here. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see the data side by side?
Yeah, I'm a lot different from the panel you had. I'm not necessarily surprised to see this, to be honest. It's interesting. It's very interesting. I'm not surprised because I'm like the very strong emphasis on sales-led. Something I've been seeing a lot of companies do, especially maybe more on the startup scale-up side, like Series A, B. I don't believe, yeah, it's. I have a very different approach, even though I said at the very beginning of the call that, you know, that's something we do every day on the sales led, but that's not where I would invest most of my pennies if I was running a company.
It is refreshing and nice to have a perspective of that as well, because it's, hey, yes, I'm in sales, but I understand where my sales really come from and where they're warm. And so I'd like to have more of those, please, so that I can meet my quota is what I'm hearing from you, Remy.
Yeah. And also like, you need to spend the dollars where your prospects are, right? And so I think it's Gartner who in one of their 2024 study showed that customers today, most of their buying time is spent navigating the buying environment, right? So they don't spend it with your sellers. I think it's only 17% of their time spent with all sellers across all vendors. So if it's just your team, you're looking under 5%, I believe it is. So the rest of their time they spend on your website, your competitor's website, reading G2 crowd reviews, really talking to peers in their industry, going to trade shows, events, like just trying to learn on their own, right? So that's where I would spend my dollars. because the role of the seller of the future is to just like elevate your buyer's feelings and making them feel good about their purchase decision. So to me, yeah, I would spend mostly my dollar there because that's where the prospects are at. And then the sales team will engage them in parallel with all the work marketing is doing. So that would be my vision. If you put all your eggs in the same basket, I don't believe this is the route for success.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us and your perspectives, especially on where you're placing your bets and spending your pennies. I'm excited to see where it pans out for you this year, Remy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was really great to be here and a great conversation.